Russia and Ukraine reached a deal late last week to allow millions of tons of grain to move through Ukrainian Black Sea ports. But that deal may now be in jeopardy. Over the weekend, Russian missiles struck the port of Odessa in Ukraine. Russia said the strikes were intended for military targets, and they shouldn't undermine the deal to resume grain exports. Dalton Bennett joins us now. He's near the front lines in southern Ukraine. He's a reporter for our editorial partners, The Washington Post. Dalton, it's great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us more about these missile attacks on the port in Odessa? What got damaged?
So as far as we understand, the Ukrainian government has announced that the damage caused by the Russian missile strike, it was described as port infrastructure. From what we understand, the Russian government has claimed that they had struck some sort of military object that they described as a Ukrainian military vessel that was docked inside of the harbor, along with a Harpoon anti-ship missile system. Unfortunately, there was no way for us as reporters to access that to verify either claim. But as far as we know, there was damage to the port infrastructure itself. We are told that the nearby grain silos were not hit in that strike.
We don't know yet if this will actually jeopardize the deal that was reached, but there have been other ceasefires, agreements made between Russia and Ukraine, for example, to let civilians evacuate cities that were under siege. Russia did not honor those. Is there concern, especially after these missile strikes, that Russia won't uphold the agreement reached last week?
At this moment, the Ukrainian government is still going forward as planned to get the ports ready for export. Now, I've spent the past few days speaking with local business leaders that are involved in these logistics and the shipping that's required to transport grain out of the harbor and the port there in Odessa. And there is a worry that despite the assurances that have been provided, there's very little that could stop another Russian missile strike. At the same time, you know, business leaders in the area understand that the situation is desperate. They need to get the grain out of Ukraine and onto the international markets. So they're hopeful that the agreement will pull through and that the Russians will abide by it. But right now, I would describe them as cautiously optimistic, but definitely waiting for the further details to be released by the Ukrainian government.
So you recently reported on farms and fields of wheat that had been targeted by Russian forces. The International Criminal Court considers it a crime to use starvation as a method of warfare. But is there evidence that Russians are specifically and intentionally targeting food sources?
So we're not aware of specific commands or orders that have been given by Russian military leaders to use hunger and food as a weapon of war. What we have seen in frontline areas is that as a consequence of the fighting, that harvests grain is catching on fire or being destroyed, or it's having to be abandoned by farmers just because of the safety aspect. They're unable to get to their fields and harvest their crops. That entire situation is compounded by the fact that there is a naval blockade on the Black Sea of Ukrainian ports, which is traditionally the method in which most of Ukrainian grain would be shipped and brought to international market. But as it stands, whether it is a direct order or not by the Russian military, we're seeing the consequences of that on the ground where farmers are leaving their fields to burn.
So Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive in the southern region. There's been really heavy fighting there. Ukrainian military officials say they've reached a turning point in that area, and they will be able to recapture the first major city taken by Russia by September. Can you help me sift through some of these headlines about which way the conflict is going?
Right now, at this moment, from what we understand and based off of the statements of the Ukrainian government, is that there is a priority on recapturing the southern city of Kherson that has been occupied by Russian forces. We've seen over the past weeks after the arrival of the HIMARS systems that were provided by the United States government, which are a long-range artillery system that are very precise weapons, we've seen the targeting of ammo stockpiles, of important communication nodes used by the Russian military over the past 10 days. Ukrainians are clawing back territory inch by inch, but we've yet to see a massive push. But at the same time, from what we understand, is in the coming weeks or days that we can expect a force buildup and some type of action. But it's very difficult to really get an assessment on that right now, just given the nature of this very large front line and the expectations that have been set by the government of trying to capture this territory, and they've set a timeline of several months from now.
Well, that's the where that heavy fighting is where you are. So I hope you stay safe. Dalton Bennett is a reporter for The Washington Post. Our editorial partner is Dalton. Thank you so much.
Thank you.